Well, hello and welcome back to another episode of Real Estate Investing with Jay Connor. I'm Jay Connor, the Private Money Authority, and your host here on the show. And if this is your first time tuning in, let me give you a special welcome. We talk about all things relating to real estate investing. We talk about single family houses, finding deals, raising money for your deals. And if you've been tuning in, you know that I've been having some amazing experts and guests here on the show. And in fact, today, that is another example of, in fact, this guy I was so impressed with, he's back on the show now for the second time. And I'll get him introduced to you in just a moment. But beforehand, I've got a free training for you waiting. It's a masterclass. It's titled Where to Get the Money Now. And in that masterclass online, free, I reveal the 5 steps of going from no funding for your deals to literally getting available in the millions of dollars of funding for your real estate deals. And you can go check that out after the show at www.jayconner.com/money podcast. That's jayconner.com/money podcast. Well, my good friend and colleague, Chris Miles, is back on the show with me today. He's known as the cash flow expert, and he's also known as an anti-financial advisor. He's a leading authority teaching entrepreneurs and professionals on how to get their money working for them today in a very different and unconventional way. He's an author. He also is the host of his own podcast show called The Chris Miles Money Show. And he's been featured all over the place. He's been in U.S. News, CNN, Money, EO Fire. And his company is called Money Ripples. And what he does is he gets his clients really fast, life-altering financial results. In fact, Chris, his personal clients have increased their cash flow by over $100 million since he started consulting with his clients. So with that, Chris, welcome back to the show.
Hey, it's a pleasure to be on, Jay. I love being here.
Well, I tell you, I just wanted to have you back, Chris, because your expertise and your topic is just so different and so unconventional. You know, it's probably been 6 months or so since I had you on the show, and the podcast audience has really grown a lot over the last 6 months. So we've got thousands and thousands in our audience that have not met you until today. So, of course, Chris, you and I got to know each other in the high-end mastermind group that we're in together. And, of course, I love your heart, too. You got a servant's heart. So let's start out this way, Chris, on today's show. My lands, tell everybody what in the world an anti-financial advisor is.
Is it the person that does the exact opposite of what every financial advisor does, but it's what you hoped he would actually do.
And what is that?
Yeah, I mean, think about every financial advisor, right? They're telling you the same old crap all the time. Save everything, spend nothing, invest it in mutual funds, and hopefully someday, if you're lucky, you'll make money. You'll actually retire, right? And the truth is, like, I've proven it, it doesn't work. Because I started out being that guy for 4 years in the early 2000s. And I'll tell you, like, every time I ran the numbers, if I ran real numbers, right? Like, have you realized the real rate of return of the stock market's only been 7.5% for the last 30 years, not 10 or 12, right? So when you start putting in those numbers, you start putting in the fact that there's actually inflation that we're battling, and there's taxes and everything else. The truth is that someone who has a 20-year retirement goal, even just to live a middle-class lifestyle, you got to be saving like $10,000 a month. I mean, seriously, you can't even legally put in that much money into a 401k to do that, right? And that's the thing, is that system is broken and proven not to work. It's never been enough. And so my whole mission, though, even the reason I was able to retire myself twice by the time I was 39, and I'll tell you the whole reason why I'm not fully retired or ever can be retired is because of that mission. Like, I've got to help people fix this, you know, and that's why what you teach, Jay, when you talk about doing alternative investments, doing things with real estate or hard money or anything like that, oh my goodness, like there's so many better things you could be doing where you make more money, better cash flow, and you could retire in many cases, like my clients, 5 to 10 years from now or less.
Wow, that's amazing. So that's the traditional model, financial advisor. Yep. Of course, most financial advisors their pay is from their selling of the mutual funds, et cetera. And so it sounds like you as a financial advisor, you're not selling mutual funds. You're not selling stocks. You're actually consulting with your clients and giving them the magic strategies. So I'm not a paying client. My audience is not a paying client. But you got to tease us just a little bit on some of the strategies or a few of the strategies that you do consult with your clients on. Well, what other alternatives are there? I mean, how in the world, what can you do to really retire in 5 or 10 years?
Yeah. Well, you know, like I look at two things mainly when I consult with my clients, right? The first thing is I'm looking for money leaks. You know, I'm looking for places where money's going out that it shouldn't be. And I don't mean like living on rice and beans and all that crap. Well, that's just not good, right? Like we want to have a real life here, you know? We want to have vegetables with our rice and beans too, you know? So it's not about that. It's more about, hey, are you paying too much in taxes? You know, I got CPAs on my team and we can help find that. You know, are there things you're leaking money, like people are paying too much in different insurance premiums or whatever, right? Or whatever it might be. Like we try to find the money leaks first. And then second, find the actual money that you probably don't even realize you have and use that to invest in alternatives, whether it be, like I mentioned, real estate investing, doing things with buying turnkey real estate or investing in different notes or funds where you can get paid consistent actual returns on a regular basis, you know, oil and gas. You know, give you an example. Just this morning, I had a guy that emailed me and said, okay, Chris, you know, you asked me this question. Well, here's my answer. And the question I asked him was, he was debating between two investments, right? Now, as a disclaimer, I never tell somebody they should be doing a specific investment. But I'll say, hey, if you do this investment, or I'll connect you with people that have these investments, right? You know, hey, if you do this, here's the outcome. Here's what you're going to make. Here's what the cash flow result will be. Here's how pros and the risks with it, right? And he was debating back and forth. He's like, Chris, I'm between doing oil and gas because this oil investment will give me 100% write-off this year. That'll help reduce him when he's cashing out his IRA before he's 59 and a half, right? He's like, and then there's real estate. He's like, which one should I do, or should I do both? And I asked him, I just said, listen, you know, if money were not an issue right now, which it really isn't, right? But it is for him, right? In his mind, it is. I was like, if money really weren't an issue, where would you actually want to have your money? Because I'll tell you, a lot of people, when they're looking for the right investment, they tend to go with whatever pays the best returns. But you don't want to just do that. You want to do something you actually love, regardless of the money, so that when you do become financially independent, when you don't have to work that job or that business anymore, and you work by choice, not by force, right? When you're in that position, you don't want to have something that feels like you're just working for a paycheck on investments, right? You don't want these investments to drain you. You want to actually enjoy them. So I asked him, which one would you prefer? He said, honestly, Chris, I'd prefer real estate, hands down. I see the tax benefit, the oil investment, but real estate is where I want to come back to. It's like, great. Well, now we've made our decision. Now we just need to find the right deals in that realm and pick the right properties and things like that, you know? And so, you know, that's kind of the thing that we look at is, you know, mutual funds, I don't like at all. I think they're high risk, low returns, right? Like you take all this risk, you gamble with it, you make very low money. But the truth is people that have become wealthy, things that have actually been proven to work are doing things in this alternative investment space that you and I talk about on our podcast shows.
That makes sense. So when we talk about alternative investments, you mentioned real estate, you mentioned oil and gas. I recall on the last show when I had you on, you had a really unique strategy that involved life insurance. So remind me and tell the audience about that alternative investment strategy and how it works.
Yeah, I mean, that one, I just use it as a replacement of a savings account, right? Because what most people do is they take their money, they save in a savings account, and then they go and invest it, right? I mean, that's pretty typical. They build it up, and they build up to enough to either invest in a note or a syndication or into a turnkey property, and then they go and invest it. Now, the money's gone. It's drained from your savings account when you do that. And then when you take the cash flow from those investments, the returns, then you're putting it back in, slowly building up that cash again so you can do it, reinvest again, right?
Right.
Same exact strategy, but I use life insurance instead. Why? Well, even though I got some initial costs, I found ways to lower the cost drastically so it doesn't suck up all your money out of it in those first few years, right? So I use it because one, it's tax-free. Two, it's protected from creditors and lawsuits where, even money in an IRA is not protected from creditors and lawsuits. If they win a lawsuit against you, they can tap in your IRA and make you cash it out. You know, so home equity is kind of the same thing to a degree, you know, but this they cannot touch. And on top of that, it's liquid, just like a savings account, but I'm making better returns than a savings account and it's tax-free. So I call it like a supercharged tax-free savings account because I'm making more and keep and not paying taxes on that growth. And here's the cool thing. When I do it like a line of credit. Like when you get a home equity line of credit, right? Mm-hmm. You take that money and you invest it and you know you got interest being charged. So you know you got to take that cash flow and pay it towards that investment and then you make the money on the top, right? I always tell people, I said, hey, my goal is when I do an investment, I want the return on that investment to be double whatever my mortgage line of credit payment is, right? Well, if I can do the same thing with life insurance, but the difference is this. A home equity line of credit, you only pay interest. It pays you nothing, right? You just try to create that arbitrage where you make more money than what it charges you, make a higher return than what you're paying on the loan, right?
Right.
Life insurance, you could do the same thing, do a secured line of credit against it where the insurance company gives you a private loan that's not on your credit, no monthly payments required. They just charge you like 5% interest, you know, per year. And the cool thing is that I can take that money. The thing is, all that money that's in my account is growing tax-free. I'm earning dividends on all that money in there. So what's happening, it's like having a home equity line of credit that also pays me at the same time. And what ends up happening is if, say, somebody buys a turnkey property and say their cash on cash returns 10%, right?
Right.
Well, the cool thing is that this will add at least another 4% on top of it when you use that money from there versus just pulling out of your savings account. So you're making like 14% return instead of just 10. All because that money's making money there and at the same time it's making money with your investment. You're making money in two places at the same time. It's brilliant.
That is fantastic. I love it.